This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Burr. Afghan officials say a bomb exploded near a school in a majority Shiite district of West Kabul, killing dozens of people, many of them young students. AP's Zaria Shakali reports.
The Taliban condemned the attack, apparently aimed at civilians, and denied any responsibility. Ambulances were rushing to evacuate wounded from the scene of the blast near the school. While no one has claimed responsibility for the bombing, previous often brutal attacks in this neighborhood have been claimed by the Afghan Islamic State affiliate. The radical Sunni Muslim group has declared war on Afghanistan's minority Shiite Muslims. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Two southern states in India became the latest to declare lockdown Saturday as coronavirus cases surged at breakneck speed across the country. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
While the country's northern and western areas have borne the brunt of the pandemic, southern states are now seeing a surge in infections. Tamil Nadu said it would move from a partial to a full lockdown on Monday, stopping public transport and shutting state-run alcohol retailers. And neighbouring Karnataka extended a total shutdown late on Friday. India is yet to impose a national lockdown as it did during the first wave last year, but around half of all its states have imposed a total shutdown. Although the country has administered over 167 million vaccine doses, its rate of inoculation has fallen sharply in recent days. Only around 2% of its 1.4 billion people have received the two doses needed to be fully immunized.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. The torch relay for Tokyo 2020 finished its leg in Nagasaki Prefecture on Saturday. The Olympic torch relay will be held across Japan before ending July 23rd at the opening ceremonies in Tokyo. This is VOA News. Maldives officials claim that Islamic extremists were responsible for Thursday's explosion that critically wounded former President Mohamed Nasheed, while police arrested two of the four suspects. Hospital officials said Saturday the 53-year-old Nasheed was conscious and no longer on breathing support, but remains in an intensive care unit after initial life-saving surgeries to his head, chest, abdomen, and limbs. Kaushal Kishore, one of the doctors at the hospital, said shrapnel damaged Nasheed's intestines and liver and was just a centimeter away from his heart.
Fortunately, it was just near the heart but did not touch the heart. However, the tissue around the heart was touched. There was a lot of bleeding inside the thoracic cavity. Around half liter of the blood was there, blood and clots.
Prosecutor General Hussein Shamim told reporters investigators still don't know which extremist group was behind Thursday's attack. Police arrested two men in connection with the bombing and released a photo of a person they said is the main suspect. No group has claimed responsibility. The operator of a pipeline that transports fuel across the U.S. East Coast says it's been the victim of a ransomware cyber attack. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Colonial Pipeline did not say what was demanded or by whom, but ransomware attacks typically involve criminal hackers who seize data and demand a large payment to release it. Colonial Pipeline has temporarily halted all pipeline operations. It transports gasoline, diesel, jet fuel, and home heating oil from refineries primarily located on the Gulf Coast through pipelines running from Texas to New Jersey, roughly 45% of all fuel consumed on the East Coast. The company says it's hired a cybersecurity firm to investigate the nature and scope of the attack and has also contacted law enforcement and federal agencies. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A new Zulu king was named in South Africa amid scenes of chaos after members of the royal family questioned Prince Misuzulu Zulu's claim to the title following his father's death, and bodyguards suddenly whisked him away from the public announcement at the palace. A controversy over the next king, a largely ceremonial role, but one with great significance for South Africa and its 12 million Zulu people, arose after the death in March of King Goodwill Zelwelithini, who had reigned since 1968. The former king apparently named one of his six wives as the regent of the Zulu kingdom in his will, but she died after holding the title for only a month, throwing the royal succession into turmoil. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.